your next great vacation might be something you've never even considered. A private yacht in a beautiful location just for you and your closest friends and family. Explore the beaches of the Virgin Islands, the ancient shores of Greece, or the tropical paradise of Tahiti. This is not a cruise. This is a yacht charter vacation with The Moorings. And it's easier than you think. With hundreds of award-winning yachts to choose from, located in over 20 beautiful sailing destinations, the world is in your hands. Whether you're an experienced boater or looking for a more genuine once-in-a-lifetime vacation, The Moorings can make your dream a reality. Call us today and start your journey to your next great escape. Your private yacht awaits at moorings.com.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 2 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
The mistake that a lot of people make when they are trying to attain their dream life, whatever that means to them, is that they focus on developing a strategy and they never focus on developing their character. You do not wait on the result to then become that person. You have to become that person and then you will get the result. This episode is sponsored by yours truly, because on this podcast, we talk about becoming the best version of yourself. However, I cannot tell you what that looks like for you. You need to do that for yourself. And if you don't, you will let society and social media tell you what you should be working towards just to get there and then realize it's not what you actually want. So I have created journals to actually help you do this. The reason why I know what the best version of myself look like is because I actually took the time to define things like what my ideal relationships will look like, my friendships, what my version of luxury is like, what my dream lifestyle is like, what my dream career is like, what I think my purpose is, like a bunch of different things. And I have created 3 different journals to help you do the exact same thing. So if you're interested in any one of the journals, then go to secludedthoughts.com/journals. Now let's get into the episode. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the show. I'm your host Sensi, and on this podcast we talk about taking accountability of your life to become the best version of yourself. Now in today's episode, that is exactly what we are going to be talking about. Literally, we are going to be talking about becoming, right? Who do you need to become to get the things that you want in this life? And the reason why I feel like it's important to talk about this is because the mistake that a lot of us make is that we focus on developing a strategy to get what we want, and we completely neglect our character in the process. When in reality, you need to focus on developing your character and who you are as a person versus coming up with a strategy to get what you want in life. Because where you are is representative of the type of person that you are today, right? And the type of things, the things you want in life, the dream life you see yourself living in your mind requires you to become a different person than who you are today to achieve those things. Because I've realized that a lot of times when people are not happy with where they are in their life, it's not necessarily because they think they don't make enough money. I feel like sometimes we look at it at the surface level and we think, okay, if I made more money, I would be happier because I could live a certain lifestyle. But in reality, let's say you have a job that you hate and you think that if you were to make more money, you would be happier because you could have more things. And it doesn't even matter how much you're stressed on the job as long as you're making significantly more than you're making right now, right? A lot of people feel like money, more money would solve their problems when in reality, when you start making more money, you will still feel just as unfulfilled because the money was never really the problem. For me personally, I realized that it wasn't about making more money. It's about figuring out what my purpose is and living in alignment with that purpose so that I can be fulfilled in whatever I do, right? I feel like for most of us, what we really want is to find our purpose in life, to find something that we really enjoy doing, to find something where we create some kind of impact, something that is meaningful to us, something where you don't have to just like go to work and then clock in or log in, whatever your process is. You don't sit behind a desk or you don't do stuff that's routine and predictable and stressful and you know what to expect. It's nothing exciting. You're not really growing. It could be challenging. It could be difficult. You could have responsibilities, but you don't feel fulfilled in that position because you just feel like what you are doing is like you're just completing tasks. You're just doing different things, but you're not actually creating impact. It doesn't actually feel meaningful and fulfilling. It's just something that you do and then you get paid for it, right? Most of us find ourselves in jobs or in situations like that because we have bills and we have to be responsible adults and all of that. And we think that if we make more money, we would be happier when in reality, if you make more money and you just end up working a different job or being promoted at your current job and you still don't feel like this is what you should be doing, you won't be happy because the issue is not about money. It's more so about you being in alignment with what you think your purpose is. Most of us just want to know what our purpose is on this earth and we just want to do something fulfilling. Or we want more out of life, but we feel like the more is unattainable because we aren't qualified for it for whatever reason. And most of that has to do with who you are. It has to do with who you are as a person. So that's why I want to focus on becoming and becoming the best version of yourself and trying to get you to realize who do you need to become to achieve the things that you want. I have been literally going through the motions this week for many reasons. And I'll make episodes about those reasons because I feel like it's necessary and relevant to the whole theme of the show. But in today's episode particularly, we're just going to be talking about the who, focusing on the who. Who do you need to become to live the type of life that you want? However that looks, right? You may not want to be a millionaire or anything like that. That is personal to you. You know what that looks like, but the mistake that a lot of people make when they are trying to attain their dream life, whatever that means to them, is that they focus on developing a strategy and they never focus on developing their character. They never focus on taking the time out to actually think about who do I need to become so that I attract these type of things into my life. The next level that you are trying to get to, the version of you who has the things that you want to have, requires you to heal some traumas. It requires you to be more patient. It requires you to actually have faith and be more spiritual and lean on God or whatever God or higher power you believe in. It requires you to not lean on your own understanding, basically. It requires you to let go of people. It requires you to be consistent. It requires you to learn how to deny your body convenience and focus on commitment. It requires you to be consistent. It requires a lot from you that the you are today at this current level is not doing, right? So instead of us always focusing on maybe I could just meet this person and they'll tell me how to make money and how to improve my business or how to start a side hustle or how to do whatever it is you want to do. Or maybe I can just learn this new skill and then I'll get a promotion and everything will be fine. No, it has nothing to do with strategy. At some point, depending on how far you want to go in life, at some point when you want to go to that next level, you are going to have to pay less attention to your actual strategy and skills and all of these external things. And you are going to have to look within. You are going to have to heal. You are going to have to do all of these hard things. And you are going to have to start embodying the type of person that attracts and deserves that lifestyle that you want to live in the present moment. And I have gotten, y'all, I have gotten so many signs this week telling me this exact same thing. Because I know what I'm working towards, and y'all will see, obviously. I'm not somebody who will like tell you what I'm working on. I will just pop up with the results and show you, and then, you know, that's just me. But I, for what I have been working on, for what I am working on, I have been placing such a heavy emphasis on my strategy and learning new skills and investing in my education and stuff like that, all while neglecting myself, all while never addressing certain things about myself that I know that I have to address in order to get there. And this week, today particularly, was like the first day where I actually took a step back and I said, you know what? I'm not going to do any work in terms of the things that I had planned for the strategy that I was working on to get to the things that I wanted. I said, you know what? Today is the beginning of something new. Today is the beginning of me operating in the best version of myself, me operating as that person. And let me tell you something, I had a lot of resistance and fear and doubts, and you know that negative, pessimistic voice in your mind always trying to convince you that life is falling apart, where everything is fine. Before today, I was really struggling with that voice in my mind, trying to convince me that things are not going to work out. But starting today, because I started acting like that best version of myself, I can tell you I have had significantly less negative thoughts today. Because the best version of myself is very optimistic, right? She says her affirmations. She allows herself to just be. She doesn't try to control everything and whatnot. So, and then a bunch of other things. But like, in operating as the best version of myself, my day, I just felt different throughout the entire day. I even exercised today. If you know me personally, you know I do not exercise. Like working out, activity, physical work, labor, stuff like that is not my thing, right? That is not my thing. But the best version of myself lives a healthy lifestyle, right? So she exercises. So I told myself, you know what? I'm not going to spend the whole day working on my strategy. I am actually going to do one thing that she would do, right? Which is go for a walk today out in nature. And that's exactly what I did. I literally went out in nature. If you know me personally, your jaw is probably on the floor right now. Yes, I was literally out in nature today. I walked 3 miles today. 3 miles. For some people, that may not be anything. For me personally, a year ago, a month ago, I would never. But literally, just because I told myself that I have to do this because it's important to me to achieve what I want and I operated as the best version of myself, all of a sudden, it wasn't that hard to do. Because the best version of myself wouldn't complain about these things because I understand the importance of having a healthy lifestyle. You see what I mean? Now, your best version might be different from mine, so you may not be able to relate. But I'm just giving you an example to show you that it's not about your strategy. It's not about the things on your to-do list to do. Yes, these things are important, but you cannot solely focus on your strategy and completely neglect your character. You cannot completely neglect the person you are today because you have to work on yourself to level up and become that person that is in alignment, who attracts, who deserves, who lives the type of life that you are trying to live. Y'all, for the longest while, right? It's like I had a tiny inkling of what I'm sharing today, like the knowledge of all of this, right? But for some reason, it never clicked until this week. But prior to this week, I was literally acting as if basically, you know, I have this goal, and when I achieve this goal, that's when all of a sudden I will change and I will become the type of person that I see in my head who like lives the life that I want to live, right? In my mind, I was essentially operating based on the result is going to happen and then I will change. But I had it completely backwards. I have to change so the result can manifest. I have to work on myself so that I can be in alignment and I will naturally receive those things. I was literally mind blown this week. And in case anybody was struggling with this concept or you really weren't sure, or you just never heard this before, let me be the first to tell you that it's not about your strategy. It's about your character. You do not wait on the result to then become that person. You have to become that person and then you will get the result, right? So you have to become very clear on who that best version of yourself is. What type of life do they have? How do they dress, right? How do they dress? What kind of lifestyle do they live? What habits do they have, right? What type of friends do they have? What do they do in their free time? Get very clear on what that picture that you see in your head and actually write it down. And then you actually have to work on embodying all of these qualities in the present moment if you actually want to become that person. It sounds so obvious, but for some reason, I don't know if it's just me, but for some reason, it just never clicked before. It clicked a little bit, but like it's really clicking now. It's really clicking now because I tried for so long to work on my goals and completely focus on a strategy. And then I thought when I had all of these things, then I would become this person. But no, it's because I became this person. That is why I had these things, right? The qualities and the traits that I see in this person is the reason why they are able to live that life and do the things that they want to do. If I never develop these qualities, I am not going to achieve that. If you never develop these qualities, you are not going to achieve that. Let's say the best version of yourself is like a public speaker, for example, right? Random example. If the best version of yourself is a public speaker, but you are afraid to speak in public, you have to work on developing your confidence. You have to work on developing your speaking skills, maybe your storytelling skills, your people skills, stuff like that, right? You have to work on those things so then you can actually start getting booked for public speaking gigs. You're not just all of a sudden going to be booked and then just all of a sudden become a great public speaker. You have to work on yourself. You have to develop these qualities within yourself so that the result can come to you. It makes sense, right? But so many of us completely forget about this. Like you want to live in a mansion, for example, And a mansion costs money, right? So you would have to make or have a lot of money to buy a mansion, right? Pretty simple. However, if you in the present moment currently have a lot of limiting beliefs towards money, you think money is the root of all evil, you think everybody who has money is greedy and evil and selfish and manipulative, blah, blah, blah. If you have these thoughts towards money, or you feel like money is hard to come by, etc., etc., if you have all of these negative thoughts towards money, you are never going to get the money to buy the mansion. You have to actually work on yourself, on your limiting beliefs, and develop a better relationship with money so that you can actually start attracting more money. You can actually start feeling like you are deserving of more money without becoming somebody who's greedy or evil. Because when you tell your, when you say things like that, you are telling your subconscious mind that people who have money are greedy and evil. And naturally, nobody wants to be greedy or evil or think of themselves in that way. So you are not going to attract money because you don't want to be that type of person. You are going to repel it. So you have to work on your limiting beliefs with money so that you can become the type of person that attracts it, that makes it easy before you can have enough money to buy a mansion. Everything you want at the next level that you are trying to get requires you to work on yourself in this present moment. At this current level, at this current stage in your life, you have to actually work on yourself. It's not just about acquiring skills. It's not about the strategy. It's not about you haven't networked and found the right person to tell you that one thing to make more money. It's you. Most of the time, it's you. But it's a lot harder to work on ourselves than it is to just buy a book or buy a course or try to have other people tell us what to do to achieve the things that we want. It's harder to work on yourself. Some of us have traumas and stuff like that that we don't want to deal with. We don't want to address the fact that we lack patience or don't have healthy relationships with people, because it might be because of a reason that goes all the way back to your childhood that you are not ready to confront. But guess what? Until you actually deal with those things, until you actually address that, until you actually work on yourself as a person, no strategy, no book, no course, no nothing is going to get you to where you are trying to be. It starts with you. You have to define what that best version of yourself looks like, and you have to start acting as that person. And any area of your life where you are met with resistance while you're trying to be that person in the present moment, you have to address that, okay? You have to address that. So like I said, with the public speaking thing, if you want to, if the best version of yourself is an amazing public speaker, but in the present moment, you have a fear of public speaking, step number one, assess the fear of public speaking. You see what I mean? It sounds easy. And it is easy. It's a relatively easy concept, but it's harder to actually put in practice because it requires you to work on yourself. And that is always the hardest thing to do. Now, like I've said before many times on the show, this is a real-time process of me becoming the best version of myself and then also helping you do the same thing. And like I said, this just clicked to me this week that I actually need to spend less time on my strategy and more time on myself. And today was day one. Today was day one for me. So I don't have like a whole blueprint, you know, on this to give y'all, especially because it's so personal. Like, this is very person specific. The best version of myself is not going to look like your best version of yourself. The first step is getting clarity on what exactly that looks like for you. Now, I do have journals to help you do that, and I will leave the link in the description, or you can just go to shop.secludedthoughts.com. I do have journals to help you start the process. The only reason I'm able to start the process right now is because I have already defined what that looks like for me. But basically, while I just had this awakening this week, I just thought I would share that with y'all. Today is day one of me acting as if. I feel amazing, honestly. I feel amazing. I've had a lot less intruder thoughts, a lot less negative thoughts, thoughts of doubt and stuff like that. And, you know, it's only day one, but I think it was a really good day. And I will continue to update y'all on the process. And I've even considered making vlogs and stuff like that, like showing you real time how I am working on improving my life, like from a complete 360 perspective, like in all areas of my life that I'm willing to share, of course. But we'll see. I haven't decided yet. I haven't decided how I'm going to do that. We'll see. Subscribe to my YouTube though, because they are definitely coming. I'm just still in the process of working on that whole plan. But yeah, like I said, this episode is mainly to encourage you to get clear on who the best version of yourself is, and then start becoming that person and start addressing your limiting beliefs and your fears and any limitations that you may have at your current level, so that you can elevate to that best version, so you can actually get the result you want. Stop focusing on your strategy and start looking inward. Start becoming the type of person that attracts the things that you want. That is all I have to say in this episode. Good luck. I wish you all the best. I will keep y'all updated on my progress, and I will share anything that I can to help y'all, but this just hit me this week and I just had to share that with y'all. But yeah, that is all I have to say this week, and I will talk to you next Sunday.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 2 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.